We're just waiting. I think we're two more guys to come.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we'll just start. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, welcome to Norway.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's great to be here in Norway, and it feels great. Thank you for having us here.
It's cool.
It's cool.
How did you end up playing the Inferno Festival in Norway?
We played a show in Delhi last December, and as part of the Norwegian and Indian cultural exchange, there were some scouts that did come down. Jan Martin did come down, and he saw us play at this festival. And the next thing you know, we got a call to play at Inferno. So it was quite surreal. Here we were just playing a show and there were a few people watching, and next thing you know, we're playing in Norway. So honestly, that's how it happened. If anyone wants to add in how they saw it, yeah, that's just how it happened. So
it sounds pretty easy.
it isn't.
We've been playing for 7 years, and this is our first international gig. And we feel really lucky to be here. It's not been an easy ride, but it's awesome that we're finally here.
But yes, luck's been on our side. Like, we were really lucky to have this opportunity. So yeah, but it took a lot. It took a lot of hard work to get here, and we're very proud and happy to be here.
Well, how would you best describe your music?
We just call ourselves it's metal. It's a good mix of groove, deathcore, metalcore. It's a good mishmash. It's our sound. It's not, I wouldn't put into any genre. It's good metal music. So if you really want to know, then come to the John D and check us out tomorrow. Yeah.
What kind of bands are your inspirations? Is that other Indian metal bands or international bands? Or
you answer this one.
There's a huge list of bands. All six of us individually listen to very varied kind of music. And then together we listen to a lot of metal as well. So the top of my head, Meshuggah, they're playing at this festival. Meshuggah is a huge influence. Faith No More, The Beatles is a huge influence. Then there's Pantera, Megadeth,
Lamb of God,
Deftones. The list goes on. It's just a huge list. Everyone, just feel free to add.
There's so many Indian bands. There's Scribe, who played here last year. There's another great death metal band called Exhumation from India. These guys are really inspirational in the sense of the content of music they're putting out, and the fact that it is really Indian. A lot of the bands that are coming out have their own taste, and you know that really inspires you to do better, especially in the local scene. That's exactly what pushes you that one step further. The you know, the inspiration that comes from the other bands, plus a healthy competition. So
how is it being a metal band in India? Do you get a lot of gigs, a lot of tours? Is it easy to be a metal band in India?
Most metal bands do the college circuit. There are only a couple of big shows that happen, like Great Indian Rock. NH7 that started, and iRock, Independence Rock. So metal is not such a big thing in India. There is a huge number of followers, dedicated ones, but it's not as big as, let's say, a Bollywood.
It's becoming big. There is a show happening every week.
So what are the biggest other metal bands in India, except for you guys?
Demonic Resurrection. Demonic Resurrection, there's Scribe, like we said,
Undying INC,
Exhumation. That would be the big five from
Kryptos,
India.
Kryptos, they're pretty big from Bangalore, Kryptos. Yeah, and they're playing quite a few gigs in Europe as well, so Kryptos is another band to add to that list.
But do you get a lot of international metal gigs in India?
No, I mean, international bands coming down to play in India? In the past few years, yeah, we've been very fortunate. Meshuggah has come down, Opeth has come down, a whole bunch of Norwegian bands have come down. Benia Reach is here,
Satyricon,
Enslaved.
Benia Reach.
Intronaut from the US.
So, I say the last 3 years has seen a lot of international metal bands coming to India for shows. Sepultura, Iron Maiden, the big names, big turnouts at these shows. Megadeth, Machine Head, that's true. A lot of kids listen to metal in India, a lot of youngsters. I think that's what keeps us going. We've been in the circuit for 7 years now. We got into it when we were in college. We're all out of college. We're working now, but we all have a day job, and we're in the band because we love it, and it's a fantastic more than a hobby. It's a love, more than anything else. Yeah.
Well, coming from Norway, we don't like when we think about India. We don't necessarily think about heavy metal.
Absolutely.
What kind of reactions do you get like when you have contact with people from around the world being an Indian metal band?
The first thing is the response that we've got is to our songs on our MySpace page or the Facebook page, and it's that wow, you know, we didn't expect this kind of music from India. So surprise, excitement, and so when are you touring? Are you going to be traveling? We'd like to see you guys play live.
And more so disbelief, because more often than not people think India is a land of snake charmers and cows walking on the road.
And is there an elephant in the
band? And is there an elephant in the band?
Is there?
No, there isn't. No, India has changed a lot. No, like maybe rural India, but urban India is not so much like that. But more often than
But are any of you guys snake charmers or?
No. Man, we just like okay. Okay. In bed.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Oh man, I don't have my instrument with me right now.
I think you do.
It's you're right. So. Excitement, disbelief, the fact that, see, the thing is, when the rest of the world sees India and Indian music, it is Bollywood, it is our film music, and we're just happy to represent another aspect or another dimension of Indian music.
What are the plans for your band? What are your plans and your biggest ambitions and your biggest dreams for the band?
Wow, okay, there are a lot of dreams. To begin with, to do this for a living, to be able to tour the world, to be able to play at gigs and festivals all over the world and make this something we do on a full-time basis and not just as something on the side. And apart from that, yes, release as many albums as possible, play with all our favorite bands. Like, we've been very fortunate and blessed, we've played alongside Meshuggah. That for us collectively was just a dream come true. We're getting to do that again over here along with a whole bunch of other bands. So it's just getting out there, being a metal band that does metal all day and not actually have to go back to a day job after and just do metal full time. That would be our biggest dream.
Yeah, we are very, very proud of our music. We're proud of what we do, and I think that keeps us together, and we're very blessed that way. Yeah.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your the best moment you ever had on stage, the best gig you've ever done?
Oh man.
I think this might be in 24 hours, I don't know.
Yeah.
It might just happen in the next 24 hours, maybe. Like, it might just be tomorrow night when we play at John D. But there have been several moments. For example, in 2007, we played a show called Channel V Launchpad, which was a rock show which was televised all over national TV
Battle
in
of
India.
The bands.
Battle of the Bands all over, and we came joint runners up there. And that was huge because not just the venue that we were playing at, all of the entire country saw us. That was a huge moment for us. Playing alongside Meshuggah was a huge moment for us. Sharing a stage with Meshuggah, touring with them, catching the same flight as them. I mean, those are small things that really got us excited. And I'd say just, I don't know, after the album, after Metastasis, that EP that we've launched.
I think you're right. Sorry for interrupting, but the last two albums, the last two efforts, the releases have been proud moments for us. Because we've sold out every single CD that we wanted to sell. We released an EP last year in October, which we gave out for free. As a way of saying thank you to everyone who bought the album in 2009, and things like this where people just come back and say, this is fantastic, your music is inspiring, it's fantastic, and like, way to go, you know, like Bhayanak Moth all the way. So that keeps us going, man. Those are proud moments.
All right, thank you and good luck with the concert tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you guys here in Norway.
Thanks a lot.
Could I get one last great metal cheer?
Mother Jod!
Oslo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Very kind.
Before you leave,
that is the Indian metal.